It's the sport of beans. Better than diamond greens.
Football.
Ha ha ha. My name is Fitch. And as you know, I used to sit on the bench. Money, food, and the necessities of life. Those are the things that keep me nice. But when I don't get them, I go berserk and act just like a 400 pound jerk.
Beat this out as soon as you can with just kicking it around, my man.
It's the sport of kings. Better than diamond rings.
Wildcat football.
Welcome to the Married with Picks podcast, season 3, episode 5, week 5. So as you guys can see, I'm flying solo tonight. Steve is in Arizona. Anyone watching can probably figure out why. He's out there for the Eagles game on Sunday with the Cardinals. His sister moved out there, so this was the perfect setup for him. I was actually supposed to go. Somehow I got ousted. I'm not even sure how that happened. So maybe a little less entertaining tonight, but it should be shorter without Steve here to ramble on. So with that said, we'll go ahead and get started here. Week 5, first game up is the New York Giants at the Green Bay Packers in London. Opened at -6.5 in favor of Green Bay. It's up to -7.5. Daniel Jones apparently suffered an ankle injury last week. He is off the injury report. So I got to go with the points here and take the Giants. I think, you know, we've seen Rodgers struggle recently without Davante Adams. So I'm not saying the Giants win, but I think they can keep it within a touchdown. So I got to go Giants on that one. Next game up is Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills. This line is at -14. So we saw Mitch Trubisky get pulled last week at halftime, and Kenny Pickett finished the game. He will get the start this week. The injuries continue to pile up for the Bills. The safety, Jordan Poyer, tight end, Dawson Knox, wide receivers, Jake Kumaro and Jameson Crowder, along with cornerback Christian Benford, are already ruled out. And next week, they play the Kansas City Chiefs. So I worry a little bit about them looking ahead to that game. And I wonder if maybe that's why they're ruling these guys out. Figure sit them out this week, have them healthy for next week. So I definitely think the Bills win this game. I could see them winning it by 14, but I can't put my money there. And I don't even know. I mean, you could try to tease it down, put it in a teaser. But even then, at 8, I don't know. I mean, I could very well see the Bills winning by 14, but I can't do it. It's just too big of a line. So, all right, next game is the Los Angeles Chargers at the Cleveland Browns. Justin Herbert played well last week, even though I think he's still dealing with that rib cartilage injury. Chargers finally got Eckler going a little bit. Last week, he had 2 touchdowns, but only 60 yards total. Last week, the Browns played Atlanta. Kind of a strange game. Marcus Mariota only had 7 pass completions. There were a total of 35 rush attempts in that game. Cordarrelle Patterson left the game, and I think they put him on IR. I think he had surgery on his knee. Mariota threw a pick in the third quarter, and the next drive, the Falcons ran 10 straight run plays. You can probably hear my dog barking. And they were, you know, gaining yards. That next drive actually ended in a touchdown. And this is with the backup running backs, Tyler Algier and Caleb Huntley. So obviously the Browns' run defense is pretty bad. I think Jacoby Brissett has played well, much better than I expected him to. But I think maybe he's going to come back down to earth a little bit. He was 21 for 35 with no touchdowns, one pick in that game. So only thing that concerns me is this is going to be the second road game for the Chargers. They played at Houston last week and now they're in Cleveland. So that's worrisome. But I think if it comes down to it, there's just Jacoby Brissett can't keep up with Justin Herbert. So this is at -2.5. Now my dog's trying to bust in. So as long as it stays under a field goal, I got to go with the Chargers here. Next game is the Chicago Bears at the Minnesota Vikings division game. Vikings have won 3 out of the last 4 in the last 2 years by a margin of 6 points, 8 points, 14 points. Bears not doing much other than running the ball. Last week, Fields was 11 for 22. Minnesota doesn't have the best run defense. But I can't take Chicago here. I don't really like taking Kirk Cousins. And I forgot to mention, but the line is currently at -7.5. So maybe I would take it up to 7. I don't like that hook on there. But a lot of these lines at the 7.5 mark, you could put into a teaser because you get it down through the 7 and 3. And Steve, even though he's not here, he did give me some of his picks. He didn't give me a whole lot of narrative on his rationale for his picks. But this is one, or he's actually on the Bears. So next game is the Detroit Lions at the New England Patriots. So last week we had a high scoring affair with the Lions and the Seahawks. And the Lions offense kept rolling, even though they didn't have Swift or St. Brown in that game. But man, their defense just could not stop anybody. Steve actually had the Lions in his survivor pool. And there was a point in the game where they had scored and they were within 3, I think. And, you know, they had a chance at least to come back and win it. But, you know, I said to Steve, I was like, they have to get a stop and they just can't do it. I mean, they could not stop Seattle. So and the Seattle running back Penny actually mentioned after the game that Seattle knew what defense they were going to run. There was one third down play where he had a long run for a touchdown. So, you know, that's from Seattle watching the film, basically saying that Aaron Glenn and his defense are pretty predictable. So I can see Belichick kind of sitting in his office watching the film on the Lions and scheming up something that's going to work. So I worry a little bit about Jared Goff going up against Belichick. The Lions defense, Aaron Glenn against Belichick, but we're going to have most likely, I believe, Bailey Zappe would be the starter on the other side. I don't think that Mac Jones would be back and Brian Hoyer is out with a concussion. So this is down. It was open at -5 in favor of the Patriots at -3. I'm really torn on this game because I got to give Belichick an advantage if you know, their defense is that predictable. I don't know that I trust Aaron Glenn to be, you know, working this week to make adjustments. And I mean, Bailey Zappe did okay last week. You can obviously run on Detroit. So I could see Belichick running the ball a lot with Harris and Stevenson. So I could really see this game going either way. But I think I got to take the points and take Detroit. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Patriots came out on top in this one. All right. So next game is Seattle at the Saints. This opened at -4.5 in favor of the Saints. It's up to -5.5 in favor of the Saints. And after the Lions and Seahawks game last week, I was excited to see who these teams played this week so I could go against them. And then I look at the schedule and I see it's the Lions versus the Patriots and Seattle versus the Saints. Yuck. So Geno obviously played well last week, but Seattle defense isn't much better than the Lions defense. Can he do it against what should be a better defense in the Saints? They haven't played as well on defense as they have in the past. I'm not sure whether I think Jameson the quarterback for the Saints, Jameis Winston, is doubtful. So it most likely would be Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton actually looked okay last week in London. I don't really want anything to do with the Saints right now, but I almost feel like this line seems funny. The Saints are 1-3. Should they be favored by 5.5? So I almost feel like the line is telling you to go Saints. And I'm not sure I have the courage to do it, but I think that's the right play. Next game is the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Tua will be out this week. Teddy Bridgewater would be the starting quarterback. I picked the Jets last week, and I did get a win in my bets against Steve on the Jets. Steelers last week. I'd like to take credit for that, even though he's not here. As much as I want to take the Jets here, my gut just says Miami. I'm not a big Teddy Bridgewater fan, but I'm not sure he's that much of a step down from Tua. So I think he can get it done. Just don't expect him to make a tackle to save a defensive score. I'm a little bitter if there was a game last year where he threw a pick and then just stood there while the guy ran right by him to score a touchdown. Steve is actually, again, he just gave me his picks, not much narrative, but he has the Jets here. Next game is the Atlanta Falcons at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I talked about the Falcons already when I talked about Cleveland. This line is at minus 10. So when I talked about them earlier with them running the ball at a ridiculous rate, I don't think they're going to be able to do that against the Buccaneers. The Bucs have in the last few years had a pretty good run defense. I'm not sure that it's lived up to expectations this year so far, but I think, you know, they can kind of game plan that way, kind of load the box and force Mariota to throw. I wish Steve was here because he is following the Brady Giselle drama very closely. So apparently there is talk of divorce there. I don't really care about any of that, although everybody seems to think I do. So I feel like, you know, Brady is the type of person that takes that kind of negativity and turns it into kind of takes his frustration out on the field. So I feel like this is kind of a perfect spot for him. Falcons defense, not very good. Tampa Bay has lost their last two games. I don't think they're going to lose a third game. And it's just I think it's a good spot to get back on track. And even though it is a big line, minus 10, I'm inclined to take it, or again, put it in a teaser leg. Next game is Tennessee Titans at the Washington Commanders. Carson Wentz had another rough outing last week in Dallas. Titans defense, not exactly as good as Dallas or the Eagles. But I think the one thing they're probably their strongest ability on defense is their pass rush. Their secondary is not very good, but they can rush the passer. I don't have too much on this game, but I can't take Carson Wentz. Last week I actually had a 11 team teaser parlay, and I was so glad that the Lions lost that game, because otherwise I would have lost that whole card because I took the points on Carson Wentz. So I can't do it again. I got to go with the Titans. The line is at minus 2 in favor of the Titans. I wouldn't go much higher. I think that actually did, since I printed this, it's last I saw, it was at -2.5. If it goes above 3, I'd have to probably lay off, because Titans, even last year when they were a better team, they weren't the team that would, you know, blow the other side out. So I wouldn't want to go much higher than 3 on that. Next game is the Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville will be back home. Hopefully the weather is good. Last week when they played here in Philadelphia, the rain weather was terrible. They had 5 turnovers in that game. If I was Doug Peterson, I probably would have made Trevor Lawrence put on a pair of gloves so he would stop losing the ball. Houston has been competitive. They're still winless. They have a horrible run defense. So maybe this week they can get their run game going a little better. Steve did get me there with his bets that no rusher would have 100 yards. So he got that. So line is at -7. I'm inclined to take it. Or again, you could put it in a teaser and a teaser like there. Next game is the San Francisco 49ers at the Carolina Panthers. Open at -3 in favor of San Francisco. It's at -6.5. Kyle Shanahan owned Sean McVay again last week when they played the Rams. I think he will do the same with Matt Rhule. It's been a rough road for Carolina. Baker Mayfield. They also last week lost one of their safeties, Jeremy Chin. And interestingly, Steve, his pick on this is the Panthers. And I don't see it other than maybe it's a, you know, Rhule is fighting for his job at this point because it's so bad there. But I don't see it. This is probably my favorite pick of the week, the San Francisco 49ers. Traditionally, that have been their division was very competitive. At this point, all the teams, or the top 3 teams, are all 2-2, with San Francisco actually being on top of that division now because they won against the Rams last week. So they're at the top. They have a chance to stay there. I don't think they can overlook the easy win here as long as it stays under a touchdown. I got to go San Francisco. Next game is Dallas Cowboys at the LA Rams. Open at -4.5 in favor of the Rams. It's up to -5.5. This is an interesting game to me because the Rams lost last week to San Fran. They're 2-2 on the season. Their offensive line has just been terrible. They really don't have much of a run game. Allen Robinson really hasn't lived up to expectations there, kind of stepping into the void left by Odell Beckham. So it's really Cooper Kupp, and they seem to be using Tyler Higbee a little bit more. So Stafford up against this defense with the bad offensive line kind of worries me. But again, on the other side, we have Cooper Rush, who's 3-0 as a starter in the NFL, which is not what I would have expected when he stepped into the starting role back in week 2. I kind of feel like he's got to get a loss eventually. I think probably the way that the Rams have to try to win this game is to get the run game going a little bit, which they just haven't really done. So I'm kind of torn. I mean, I feel like on the one hand, Cooper Rush is due a loss. On the other hand, Stafford versus this defense with the bad offensive line, I could see it going either way. I think the Rams probably win, but possibly don't cover. And Steve is on the Rams here. Next game, we have the 4-0 Eagles heading into Arizona. It opened at -2 in favor of Arizona. It's at -5 in favor of Philly. So I'm still looking for this loss that's going to come the Eagles' way eventually. I just don't see it here. Other than the fact that they're traveling west, this will be their first trip west. And this is another game. Next week they play Dallas, so maybe they could get caught looking ahead to that game. But the Cardinals, their defense is bad. Their offense has just not really gotten going. We've seen Philly in, with the exception of last week where the Jags were up 14-0. Philly kind of put up a lot of points in the first half. On the opposite side, the Cardinals have really kind of started these games pretty slow and maybe come to life a little bit in the second half. So I just don't see, based on what the Cardinals have done, and I don't have that gut feeling that this is like a Colts Kansas City situation where you just kind of know deep down, even though there's no way it should happen, it's going to happen. I don't see the Cardinals winning this game. I mean, I guess potentially they could cover. And also probably maybe look because of the difference in the way these teams have kind of started these games. Maybe look at over in the first half for the Eagles might be a good play. I definitely think the Eagles win. I would be inclined to take them even at the -5. But I would definitely look at the first half over for the Eagles. And then depending on how the game plays out, you can maybe look at the Cardinals for the second half. All right. So now we're into these primetime games. Sunday night game is the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. This is a division matchup. Historically, the Ravens have dominated this matchup. But last year, the Bengals won both games against the Ravens. The first game, they won 41-21. Second game, 41-17. Ravens defense hasn't been that great this year. Their secondary specifically. So I think unless they can get to Burrow, he's going to have some success. It looks like the money is heavily on the Ravens at this point. So that being the case, and this being a primetime game, I am going to go with the Bengals. Last year, they did play these division games pretty tough. That kind of got me in week one when the Bengals went up against the Steelers. I don't think the Ravens defense is anywhere near what it has been in past years. And I don't think they can do what the Steelers did to Burrow in week one. So I definitely like the Bengals here. It is currently at -3.5 in favor of the Ravens. So if I can get the points there with the Bengals, I got to take it. All right. So last game is the Monday night game. The Las Vegas Raiders travel to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. Open at -4.5 in favor of the Chiefs. It's at -7. Another division game. When these teams played back in the 2020 season, they were high scoring close games. Last year, Chiefs took both games pretty handily, 48-9, 41-14. The way the Raiders have been playing, this is, you know, I don't see how they could beat the Chiefs, but they do need the win to stay in the race here. They're on the bottom of the division at 1-3. Obviously, the Chiefs are at the top. So this would be a big win for them if they can get it. It is a primetime game. The money is heavily on the Chiefs. So maybe the Raiders keep it close. I kind of took that approach with them last year and it bit me. So I don't feel that confident. But if it comes down to closer to kickoff and the money is heavily on the Chiefs, then I would be, even though it's uncomfortable, I would be inclined to take the Raiders at -7, or even if the line gets a little bit higher, take the points and hope the Raiders at least keep it close, if not win. And Steve is on the Raiders here, and I would guess similar philosophy for that. All right, so that is going to do it for me for week 5. If you're watching, remember to like us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. Feel free to leave a comment. Let us know who your picks are this week, if you agree, disagree with any of my takes. And both me and Steve will be back for week 6 next week. All right, peace out.